Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Alexis. Can I please have your email address?
Yes, it's V as in Victor, M as in Mary, H as in Howard, 101580@yahoo.com.
Can you verify your first, your last name, and your full home address?
Yes, it's Victoria Homrich, and it's 6271 Marino Avenue, Southeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49548.
Thank you for that information. I do see that you do have a premium annual membership with us. That premium annual membership is set to renew on February the 24th of next year. How would you like to proceed with your account today?
Yes, I have a question concerning that.
Okay.
I was wondering, if I were to cancel automatic renewal and ask that you guys delete my payment because it's not allowing me to delete my card, okay, would that cancel my membership for the year?
No, it will not. If you cancel automatic renewal, that means that you just won't receive an email letting you know that your membership is getting ready to renew next year. You won't receive anything. The membership just will expire on the 24th of next year. Unless you call in and let us know that you want to renew it.
Well, here's the thing. I realized I used the wrong card, which is, you know, it was only, you know, a small portion, okay? But, I mean, I wanted to use a different one, and it wouldn't let me delete my old one, so.
Yes, ma'am. That's because the credit card feature isn't working at the time, so you're not going to be able to change the card on file.
I won't be able to what? I'm sorry?
You're not able to change the card on file at this moment because the credit card feature has been down and the other department is still working on getting that fixed and updated with the website.
Okay. How long does that normally take to fix?
I'm not sure. Because it's been down for a while now. They're working on getting other things added as well.
Okay. Well, if I have to, I will go to my bank and report it if I have to. And turn off my card. Because
you could turn off the renewal feature so that you won't have to renew.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
That's not the issue. I want that card deleted from my account at this moment so I can put a different one on there.
Well, you'll have to cancel the account and sign back up. You'll have to cancel the account.
But that defeats the whole purpose of the membership.
Well, ma'am, the feature is down. I'm not sure when the feature will be back up and working. So in order, if you want to go ahead and change the card today, then I'll have to cancel this account, refund you the $2.49, and you'll have to re-sign back up with a new card. That's the only way I could tell that it's going to work on today.
Okay, so, I mean, how long has it been down? Because I might have
it's
to
been
have
down for a while now because they're getting the playlist feature added, the save button added, having a lot of things being added to the website. I'm not sure when it's going to be fixed. They haven't gave us a date.
Well, here's the thing that I am very upset about, okay? You guys had been charging me, okay, for the blueprint because I guess Crafty took my account. I was supposed to get, like, some kind of a prorated refund for any months of the subscription I was paying for. I mean, it was saying on my account statement, Crafty, but yet when I go to log in, I couldn't log in. I knew I had a Crafty account because it was emailing me. So I recreate it, and now I can't delete my new debit card. It's like you guys want to keep charging me, and I'm not really feeling comfortable about this.
So if you're getting charged from another account, another email, that's probably from like a renewal.
From the same email, but the thing was.
So how were you able to sign up again? How was you able to sign up again with the same email?
That's the thing. It was a blueprint account. Remember, you guys had to have them converted?
We switched over, but still the system is not going to allow you to sign up with our promo offer with the same email. If this email was on blueprint, then the system would have never allowed you to sign up for the $2.49.
Well, it did because it was the same email address that they had used.
Okay, if it was the same email address, then you would have never been. you would have never been
able to get
my
password, and it was able to get it reset. So, yeah, it did it. I got it.
So what I'm saying is, on today, the $2.49 account that I'm looking at that you signed up for, this is actually a new account. That's what I'm saying. So
I know that's what the odd part is. It said to enter my email address that I used from Blueprint. Say I forget my password. Well, so what happened was, it had me put in a new password, and bam. I had the emails because I've had an account through Blueprint, and then I was getting the Craftsy, you know, newsletters. So I just clicked on the link, and that's how I did it.
Okay, if you're getting charged from my, if you're getting charged, if you're getting charged in your bank from like another fee, then I don't see it on your account here. So what you'll have to do is to take a picture of that charge.
I want to find out how I can get my credit card changed out to a different one. You know, like a prepaid one, so that I'm not going to get charged like $80 by mistake.
So the only way you'll be able to change your card, what I'm saying is, this account will have to be canceled on today. If you want to update your credit card right now, I have to cancel the $2.49
okay,
and refund you.
I can't update it online until it's fixed, correct?
That's correct.
And how long has it been down?
Ma'am, it's been down for a while. It's been down since December.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long it's going to take.
Okay. Is there a manager or someone higher up I can speak with so I can get the specific, you know, information that I can provide my bank?
Everyone knows the same thing on Craftsy with the switch, but give me 1 second.
Thank you. You're such a lazy bum today. This is really, really, really